didn't need to hear a complete breakdown of players, which they haven't done yet, but did you need to hear some things about what the personnel is like here in his eyes or his ideas to also feel comfortable about this?
It was a little bit different with Ryan than it was with John. There was more of that with Ryan because he's the talent evaluator. He's the roster compiler. So there was less of that with John, more of that with Ryan.
Did you laugh a lot in this process? Because first of all, Ernie, of course, he's a storyteller.
Yeah.
Right? So you got great stories there. But John Fox, that's a man's man right there. He's going to make you laugh.
Not only are they both irrepressible personalities, but they know each other so well. So when they were giving each other the business, that was very entertaining also.
Your statement you made about your mom during the press conference, did your mom ever say anything to you about that?
She didn't. And I, after that happened...
Yet.
I didn't. Good point. I decided... I'm not calling her. If she wants to call me, she can pick up the phone. And about a week went by and nothing happened. And then Barb and I invited her to go to lunch on New Year's Day. And the only thing that came up, it wasn't my word selection. She was a little annoyed that I had mentioned her at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's the kind of person she is. And I was thinking, well, when the question is, what about your mother? I don't know how you can avoid talking about her. But
I was going to say, you didn't bring it up. You were responding to a question, so.
Right.
Someone asked about that.
Well, I just, in talking to Ryan about going over there, I mean, he was just giddy about the opportunity to meet your mom, but just impressed with what she knows and what she knew about both John Fox and Ryan Pace, and he was totally impressed. And well, that's the one thing you would know better than us. The woman knows football.
Yeah. I was impressed with Ryan because it was his idea. Hmm. He came up to me and flashed that big grin and says, I want to meet your mom, you know. And I said, great. Well, she didn't want to interfere with the good work that he was doing. So she said, well, I'm going to be at Hallis Hall on Tuesday. You know, I got to drop something off. And I gave that message to Ryan, and he says, no, we need to go to her.
That's amazing. I think that's a great story. I mean, how impressive is that?
Right.
How impressive is that?
Well, she's a huge figurehead in the NFL, so everybody knows who Virginia McCaskey is and the respect they have for her. It's not something I don't think is uncommon knowledge. I think it's common knowledge, and you want to meet someone of respect in the NFL.
I know she addresses the rookies every year, and I always do a story on it, and I talk to the rookies, and they are blown away by how much she knows about the NFL, both history-wise and also the current state of the league.
Well, I was talking to Joe Horgan with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he wants to do an interview with her to preserve it for the ages. And, of course, that's going to take some talking into.
Yeah.
But Joe described it as it'd be like talking to George Washington's daughter. And I thought that was a pretty good comparison.
Pretty good comparison. You've been in football your whole life. Doesn't that, like, shake you as a man? I mean, even to hear somebody talk about your mom in that way. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's good to see the reverence that people have for her, and I think it's well-deserved.